天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，我是主持人小环，欢迎大家继续收听天路导向这个节目。那其恩典的这个系列呢已经接近尾声了，小环相信大家在恩典这个功课上一定得着颇多，让我们明白在痛苦中我们最需要做的就是将眼睛定睛在神的恩典之上。那在这个系列即将结束的时候，麦克牧师又会从哪个方面来讲述神的恩典呢？好，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome again to this series of broadcast on the awesomeness of God's grace.
欢迎你再次收听我们关于奇异神恩这一系列的节目。
In this broadcast and the next, we're going to conclude this series of messages.
我们会在今天和下一次的节目里讲完这系列的信息。
And I want to complete it with a very, very important subject.
我想用一个极其重要的主题来作为结束。
But I want to begin by telling you a historical story.
但让我先和大家分享一个真实的故事。
Between 1889 and 1913,
在1889和1913年之间
,there was an emperor in Ethiopia by the name of Menelik II.
在埃塞俄比亚有一个皇帝名叫梅尼利可二世。
One day the emperor was told about a new device used in the West to punish criminals.
一天有人告诉皇帝在西方有一种新的惩罚罪犯的办法。
This device was known as the electric chair.
就是电椅。
The emperor immediately ordered one for his country.
于是皇帝立刻订购了一把。
There was a small problem.
但有一个小小的问题。
No one ever bothered to tell the emperor that the electric chair would not work in Ethiopia in those days.
在那个时候，竟然没有人告诉皇帝，那电椅无法在埃塞俄比亚使用。
Why?
为什么呢？
Simply because they had no electricity yet.
很简单，因为那时候他们还没有电。
So after the chair arrived,
所以当电椅运来时
Emperor Menelik was determined that his new purchase would not go to waste.
梅尼利可皇帝决定无论如何不能浪费了这张电椅。
So he converted the electric chair into a throne for the emperor.
所以他就将电椅改装成皇帝的宝座。
Thus converting the instrument of torture and death to the throne of a king.
就这样一种刑罚死囚的工具居然变成了国王的宝座。
Today, as we draw to the end of the series on the awesomeness of God,
今天当我们这一系列信息快要进入尾声的时候
I want to tell you about another throne that was converted from a throne of judgment to a throne of grace.
我想要告诉大家另一个宝座就是从审判宝座改装成的施恩宝座。
But this conversion was no accident.
但这个改装并非偶然。
This conversion was not by mistake.
也不是一个错误。
This conversion was planned before the world began.
这个改装是在创世以先就计划好的。
There is no denying that the vast majority of Christians develop a wonderful prayer life only when they are in trouble.
我们无法否认大多数基督徒只在自己陷入困境时才开始建立一个美好的祷告生活。
The vast majority of Christians become great prayer warriors only when they want something from God.
大多数基督徒只在自己向神有需求时才变为祷告勇士。
If you don't believe me, visit any church in the world.
如果你不相信我的话，就请放眼看看世上的教会吧。
And compare the attendance of their prayer meeting to that of their Sunday morning meeting.
对比一下他们的祷告会和主日崇拜的人数。
You will discover across the board that far less people go to prayer meetings than to Sunday services.
你会发现，无论何处参加祷告会的，一定比参加主日崇拜的人少得多。
Or ask the average Christian.
你也可以问问普遍的信徒。
How long do you spend in personal prayer time when everything is going well in your life?
当你一帆风顺时，你花多少时间与神亲近，向他祷告呢？
You will be amazed with the answer.
你一定会对他们的回答倍感惊讶。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
There are several reasons.
有几个原因。
One,
第一，
the enemy of our souls knows that prayer is the source of our spiritual power and strength.
我们灵魂的仇敌知道，祷告是我们属灵能力和力量的泉源。
And therefore, Satan does all that is within his power to cut the source of our supply line.
因此，撒旦要竭尽所能地切断我们的供给源头。
Two,
第二。
One of the most significant reasons for not praying when things are going well is the following.
当我们凡事顺利时，不祷告的另一个重要原因是，
We do not really comprehend the awesome privilege of praying.
我们没有真正的了解祷告的奇妙权柄。
We do not understand the unbelievable provisions that God made possible for us in prayer.
我们不知道神会借着我们的祷告为我们成就多么不可思议的事。
We do not understand the secret of power that God planned for us only in prayer.
我们不明白只有在祷告中蕴藏了神为我们预备的能力秘诀。
We do not appreciate the power of connectedness with the Almighty in prayer.
我们不会享受在祷告中与神相交的大能。
But there is a third reason as to why we do not pray when things are going well with us.
当一切顺利时，我们不祷告，还有第三个原因。
And that is pride.
就是我们的骄傲。
Our pride gets in the way.
我们的骄傲阻挡了我们。
Our pride tells us that we can solve any problem.
我们的骄傲说我们可以解决所有问题。
Our pride tells us that all things could be achieved through hard work.
我们的骄傲说，功夫不负苦心人。
Our pride tells us that we can accomplish anything that we set our mind to.
我们的骄傲说，有志者事竟成。
Our pride tells us that if we spend enough time, energy, and use of logic,We can do anything.
我们的骄傲说，只要功夫深，铁杵磨成针。
Some Christians think the same way.
有些基督徒也是这么想的。
It is no wonder that we are in such a desperate spiritual trouble in the world.
难怪这世上的属灵光景是如此暗淡。
To begin to comprehend the assurance of the grace of God in prayer,
如果要开始了解在祷告中明白神恩典的确据
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
请大家和我一起翻开希伯来书四章十六节。
Listen to what the scripture said.
我们来看看圣经是怎么说的。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16,
希伯来书四章十六节
is an invitation to all those who love Jesus to come and see the awesomeness of the power of his grace.
是一封邀请函，要我们凡爱基督的都来看看神恩典的奇异大能。
Hebrews 4:16
希伯来书四章十六节
is an invitation to come to the throne of grace.
邀请我们都来到施恩宝座前。
In fact, to comprehend Hebrews 4:16,
实际上要了解这段经文，
we need to read the entire chapter.
我们需要通读全章圣经。
Let's read it.
让我们一起来读。我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。论到第七日，有一处说，到第七日，神就歇了他一切的功；又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进去。所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息，为神的子民存留。因为那进入安息的，乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Today, I want to tell you about the grace of God that can only be found at the throne of grace.
今天我想和大家分享这只有在施恩座前才能找到的恩典。
When the Bible talks about the throne of God,
当圣经谈到神的宝座时，
it does not mean that God is an old man sitting on a big throne.
并不是指神是一位坐在大宝座上的老人。
This is a figure of speech describing the awesome power of God.
这只是一种形容的说法，为要描述神奇异的大能。
This is a figure of speech describing the awesomeness of the sovereignty of God.
以及神可畏的权威。
How does the Bible describe the throne of God?
圣经是怎么描述神的宝座呢？
It describes the throne of God as a throne of judgment.
它将神的宝座形容为审判台。
It speaks of a throne as a seat of judgment.
宝座也就是一个审判的座位。
It speaks of a throne of condemnation.
是有定罪权柄的宝座。
John the Revelator in Revelation 20 verse 11 tells us,
约翰在启示录二十章十一到十二节告诉我们，
And I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。
The books are the documentations and evidence that is brought against those who are to be judged.
这些案卷就是用来审判的证据。
This is a dreadful scene that unbelievers rightfully should fear.
这实在是一个可怕的场景，不信的人真是应当惧怕。
But let's go back to Hebrews 4:16.
再让我们回到希伯来书四章十六节。
The Holy Spirit tells us,
圣灵告诉我们，
to those who love Jesus,
告诉凡爱耶稣基督的人，
the throne of judgment has become the throne of grace.
审判台会变为施恩座。
To those who love Jesus,
告诉凡爱耶稣基督的人，
the throne of condemnation has become the throne of mercy.
定罪的宝座会变为怜悯的宝座。
When Isaiah saw the throne of God,
当以赛亚看到神的宝座时，
he could only say, "Woe to me, I am ruined."
他只能说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
But in Hebrews 4:16,
但在希伯来书四章十六节，
the Holy Spirit tells us,
圣灵却告诉我们，
that same throne to those of us who love Jesus has become a throne of grace.
对那些爱主的人，同样的宝座已变为恩典的宝座了。
A throne of unmerited favor and kindness.
一个以德报怨的恩宠和慈爱的宝座。
A throne of undeserved blessings.
一个不配得的恩典宝座。
A throne of unlimited forgiveness.
一个无限宽恕的宝座。
A throne of untold power and strength.
一个无穷能力和力量的宝座。
Why has this throne of judgment become the throne of grace to us?
为什么这审判台可以变为施恩座呢？
There are three reasons.
有三个原因。
First,
第一，
because Jesus told us in Matthew 7:9-11,
因为耶稣在马太福音七章九到十一节告诉我们，
that God the Father is anxious to give gifts to his children who ask him.
天父上帝想要施恩给那些凡求告他名的人。
So, why has the throne of judgment become the throne of grace?
为什么审判台变为施恩座呢？
Because God the Son, who sits on the right side of that throne,
因为圣子如今坐在宝座的右边。
God the Son, who is our great high priest,
人子是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Told us that as our great high priest, he understands us.
他告诉我们，他理解我们。
As our great high priest, he sympathizes with us.
他体恤我们。
As our great high priest, he knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的软弱。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us to come to the throne of grace.
他等待我们回到施恩座前。
Not for condemnation, but for a blessing.
不是为了定罪，乃是为了赐福。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us to come to the throne of grace.
他是我们慈悲忠信的大祭司，他等候我们来到施恩座前。
To give us power over temptation.
为要加添我们胜过试探的力量。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us.
他等候我们。
In order that we may have victory over the trials of life.
要使我们过得胜的生活。
And I want to tell you two more things.
还有两点我想和你分享的。
But our time is running out.
但我们今天的时间不够了。
And tune in next time for the conclusion of the series of messages.
请你下次再接着收听我们的节目。
Because I want to tell you two very important reasons why the throne of judgment has become the throne of grace.
因为我还要和你分享另外两个重要的原因。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次再会。
梦喜悦，做无愧。 奋力来传主福音，靠主的话语圣灵，保持纯洁的信心，靠主大美好的掌，跑完那当跑的路，守住我们所行的道。当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。你当竭力做神奋力来传主福音，靠主的话语圣灵，保持纯洁的信心，靠主大美好的掌，跑完那当跑的路，守住我们所行的道。当在主面前忠心，奋力来传主福音，靠主的话语圣灵，保持纯洁的信心，靠主的美好的掌，跑完那当跑的路，守住我们所行的道，守住我们所行的道。
是啊，感谢神的恩典给了我们祷告的权柄，使得我们可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前，更感谢神，因为他是如此的爱我们，把本来应该审判的宝座作为了施恩的宝座，而这一切都源于耶稣死在十字架上，遮盖了我们的罪。亲爱的听众朋友们，让我们来祷告，求神让我们更多的来认识和经历他恩典的大能。虽然我们看不见他，但是我们可以透过祷告来跟神沟通，来聆听他的声音。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
珍惜
家就有幸福，
让爱天天住你家，让爱天天住我家，不分日夜秋冬春夏，全心全意爱我们的家，
让爱天天住你家，
让爱天天住我家，不分日夜秋冬春夏，
轻轻地，就可找。